أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأغرينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة وسوف ينبئهم الله بما كانوا يصنعون. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala explained about the one group of the Bani Israel, the Jews, how they broke their pledge and consequently what the result was. The ayat that we are reading, Allah explained about the other group of the Bani Israel, the Christians, that they also, similar to the Jews, also they had broken their pledge which they had made with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also similar to the Jews, they forgot, they intentionally forgot a huge share of it, which was describing the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by which anyone can easily recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a result of that, Allah says, وَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْحَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. پھر ہم نے لگا دی آپس میں ان کی دشمنی اور کینہ قیامت کے دن تک. Because of that, the punishment Allah Ta'ala says we gave to the Christians is that we cause an enmity, adawat, baghdha, hatred for one another till the day of Qiyamah. And today, perhaps the most groups that you have of any religion is amongst the Christians. In everywhere in the town you will go and you'll see four churches, for example, or next to one another on different plots, and every church is of a different denomination, and constantly this happens. Any priest who just has any difference with anyone, he starts his own group, and the most groups of any religion are amongst the Christians. And they hate one another and they fight with one another. Outwardly they show that they are friends with one another, but really they cannot tolerate one another at all. And this Allah Ta'ala has made and revealed it in the Quran Sharif so that we as the Muslims, we can take a lesson, that we don't become also in these various groups. However, it won't happen as it happened with the Christians. Because the Torah and the Injil, the Bible and the New Testament and Old Testament, Allah Ta'ala did not take a promise to look after it and guard it. But the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has taken a promise that He is going to look after the Quran Sharif. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. We will look after it. We have revealed it and we will look after it. Therefore, 1400 years, and just on this miracle, many people have accepted Islam. That there isn't a single change in any of the words of the Quran Sharif. It might happen that the Quran is misprinted or something, but actually no way is there any mistake in the Quran Sharif, any change whatsoever. Compared from one copy to another, from one era to another, one country to another, we'll find the Quran Sharif exactly the same. So this is a great, great boon of Allah Ta'ala, and therefore till today, those who follow the Quran Sharif properly, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are the predominant group in the world, wherever. In certain places there may be other groups, but in the world if we look generally, is the predominant group is the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And that is the group that we should follow. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it clear in this ayat that we should not be, for these differences that come, and we should not follow that, and we should follow the true teachings of the Quran Sharif, and all of us should be united on that. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to follow, understand the Quran Sharif and follow it properly. سبحان الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت